All right, so we're just over the mark. Join me in the silence. Join me. This is, if there's one thing that I can transmit, it's stillness. I don't know why. That's just something that a gift. But you have to join me. You can't. You have to come together here. And perhaps you can feel it or sense it. That's how close it is. How far away is that? And we're maybe hundreds or thousands of miles apart. It doesn't matter. There's no time or distance in this stuff. That's all abstraction. So we nourish that. That's all. Okay, so I want to do some thank yous. But my heart really wants to just honor the connection of, I've been here in Seattle since 1992, and this, been teaching really since then, all the way in different forms and different, but Sims came in around, oh, first 5 or so years of that, and then we created a together relationship as we grew together going forward. And so you're really my most treasured Sangha in that sense, that I've grown right along with you. And when I left in 19, when I was 70 in 1917, I felt that I needed time to deepen free of interaction. And so I've spent the last 9 years doing just that. And but teaching once a year to Sims and once a year to IMS, which are my two companion sanghas. And now that phase of practice is calling for a deeper level of integration. And I will claim age as one factor, which it is, because energy and mind agility diminish in me with age. And I don't want to be a sports figure who's long past his prime. I want to be alive and awake in ways that I can appreciate in myself. So that's one of the reasons is age. But the other reason, which was really the reason I left in 2017, was there's another level of my nourishment that needs to be attended to, spiritual nourishment. And I feel that I'm called in that way now, probably for the rest of my life, because I can't imagine coming back into all this again. So it's a sorrow for me, nostalgic sorrow, because as we've expressed together, and I felt every one of your words and appreciated them deeply and held them tenderly, but I also have the same feelings for you, whether I've known you a long time or not. You're part of that sangha of Sims. And I see people like Marnie and John over there who I've lived in their house when I've gone away and taught in different cities, Kansas City or wherever it might be. And I see Mark Gebert down there, who I knew since my first 3-month course in 1976. He was sitting alongside me. And I see on and on and on, deeper and deeper relationships that all of you span, all of you hold together. Sangha isn't one person's relationship. It's the gathering of that relationship. It's the consummation of it all together. And I want to honor that with a deepening bow. But I also want to thank those who have been behind the scenes. But one of those people is my wife and partner for 38 years now, or whatever. I don't know, I can't count. But anyway, 38, I think. And her participation, she's always my go-to movement person. She knows yoga very, very well. And she knows Qigong very, very well. And I've seen the diligence and the sincerity in her practice. And I know that's translated into her delivery as a teacher of those forms. Deep appreciation for that. And then there's Tim. Tim was someone who I recognized very early on his potential and helped cultivate his spirit of teaching, and appreciate that very deeply in him, because he hasn't lost, he's still right there, you know. He's very sincere. And he's practiced in a way that I've seen few people practice, and that is to integrate what his understanding is into his home life, into his daughter, with his wife. And it's beautiful to see, not just hearsay, not just speak level, language level involvement, but true Dharma understanding and wisdom come from that setting, his home and family. So I want to, behind the scenes, besides Tim sort of being the manager of the retreat, is Carla and Bob, and they have been the technicians that have kept all this going and moving, which, if I have a frustration in life, is trying to work with technology. And so I just have to surrender to what they're doing, and I have no idea what they're doing, but a lot of appreciation for it. And
it's okay, go ahead.
Martha and Tammy, who have were the registrars of this retreat and worked very hard, Tim tells me. And so I want to thank them, Martha and Tammy. So that's the host of characters, and that's just some of them. Because really, as I well know, Sims takes everyone to really run in a way that's useful for everyone. We used to love volunteer. My heart just opens to that spirit of volunteerism, which is incorporated in the Sangha. I mean, we, at least as I now have understood it, it's continued, that no one was ever dismissed or not allowed to come because they couldn't pay. You were allowed into this Sangha. You were allowed into the retreats or into what is going on, into the daily class or the classes, weekly classes or whatever it was, whether you could pay or not. And with that allowance, people paid whatever they could or whatever. And that's, everybody felt like they were giving back into it. You see, it's beautiful to see that happen. The Donna system for Seattle, it's Seattle Insight itself. So please keep that going, not just into, but by giving, by you receive, you give back. It's like the wave of generosity goes in and it also floods out. Beautiful. It's been the honor of my lifetime to be a part of this Sangha and to work as a member of it, it's been the honor of my lifetime. And I thank you all. I thank you all for being a part of that. Okay. So that's the end.